Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim Blasingame here. I want to tell you about the best business planning software on the planet, Business Plan Pro by Palo Alto Software. One of the things that makes Business Plan Pro easy to use is the Plan Wizard. The Plan Wizard literally leads you through setting up your plan. If you can point and click, Business Plan Pro and the Plan Wizard will help you get your business plan on paper and working. Oh yeah, their after-the-sale support is the best in the business too. If you'd like to see what several real business plans look like, go to bplans.com. That's bplans.com. From there, you can link to their main site, paloaltosoftware.com, if you want to purchase and download one of their products. Or you can talk to a live Palo Alto person at 1-800-433-1397. That's 1-800-433-1397. And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you. Your business is now operating when something is happening that has never happened in the history of the marketplace. This is Jim Blasingame, and I want to tell you about an emerging new age, the age of the customer. For 10,000 years, businesses operated with age of the seller practices based on having control of customer relationships. But that age is being replaced by the age of the customer, which is creating forces that convey control from you to your customers. If your efforts aren't producing the same results as before, you might think it's an execution problem. But it's probably that you're using age of the seller practices when customers have age of the customer expectations. My new book, The Age of the Customer, Prepare for the Moment of Relevance, will help you make this transition from old practices to the ones that will help you meet those new customer expectations. Find out more about my ideas and how to buy the book at ageofthecustomer.com. That's ageofthecustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
If you run a business, you know your financial results are directly linked to the performance of your people. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Every team wants to operate at peak performance, and now you can with the proven workforce optimization solution from Insperity. This powerful combination of HR and business solutions is the most comprehensive business performance offering in the marketplace, delivering administrative relief, better benefits, reduced liabilities, and a systematic way to improve productivity. And since your business is like no other, this solution is customized to fit your unique company needs. If you're ready to make your company run better, grow faster, and make more money, call 800-465-3800 or visit Insperity.com and meet with your Insperity Business Performance Advisor today. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Bringing us back 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for the book is ageofthecustomer.com. You can find out a lot of stuff about the book and about why you should care right there at ageofthecustomer.com. Wally Bach is our guest, our good friend, the author of so many books I couldn't carry them all to the studio, including one of the most recent was Ruthless Focus, which he wrote with Thomas Hall. Wally is our good friend. Writing a book with Wally.com, right, Wally?
Right.
Writing
and
a book
tomorrow,
with Wally.com.
Tomorrow we're gonna do a little blog post on writing a book with Wally.com about you and your book and why you did some of the things you did.
Okay, that'll go viral. I can tell you that right now. So, folks, if you look up in the dictionary, totally intuitive websites, here's what you'll see: writing a book with Wally.com.
Okay, let me ask you one more big question, okay. Jim, because it's one that I get all the time. Okay, you didn't need to publish this book yourself. Then you've got enough celebrity and enough knowledge and gravitas and so forth, that there are publishers out there that would have loved to publish your book. You chose to publish Age of the Customer yourself, and you've got some theories about how that works. don't you give us a little review of that? Why did you do that?
Well, the you're right. I had publishers knocking on my door because they heard about the book, and they heard also that I've got two more that I'm working on that that they wanted to try to put a deal together. And I own a publishing company to start with. I own a publishing company that published my first two books that sold over 90,000 copies of those two. So that's a successful, for two books, that's pretty successful. And the other thing is, I'm a business person, so I wanted to cut the middleman out. And I also think I understand a little bit about how books are sold these days, especially business books. I also subscribe to the Dan Pointer theory of self-publishing. And then there's this other thing that I might have just a teeny tiny little bit of a control streak in me. I might be just a little bit of a control freak. And so I figured that if I had a publisher, with what I know about publishers today, let alone what steered me away from them over 10 years ago, 12, 13 years ago, if I had a publisher today, I probably would have already stroked out by now. I think they probably would have given me a heart attack or a stroke, or I would have hurt somebody by now.
Okay. You just hit on what I think are a couple of the most important reasons to do a book.
Did I mention that I might be just a little bit of a control freak?
Just a little bit. Yeah, I've known you for a long time. You know, it doesn't show much, not more than two or three times a minute. But the biggest reason, there's a couple of reasons why people write books and publish them themselves. The biggest one is that you're going to do the marketing and the selling anyway.
That's right.
So you might as well do the rest of the process.
And keep the money.
But that little bit of control freak is important, too.
Yeah.
Because you get control over the content in a way you will never get it when someone else is paying the bills.
That's right.
That's part of your trade-off. So you can go through and you can put things in where you want them. You can use the kind of illustrations you want. The other thing that can happen, and I don't know if it happened to you, Jim, is that most of the people I know doing their first book specifically, the book is a discovery process. They get into it, they see different things,
yep.
And as they go through the book changes and they change.
That's right.
So that what comes out at the end is a better product than it would have been if they'd outlined it and then gone through and written it.
No question.
If you do that with a major publishing company, they won't let you change the outline, which means you don't grow as much through the book, and the book is not as good.
That's exactly right. And if you have good instincts about what the title should be, if you have good instincts about what the subtitle should be, if you're pretty good at knowing what a cover should look like, you may get to tell them what you think, but that doesn't mean it's going to wind up that way.
No, I mean, you've got to have, I had some clout when I was working with major publishers, as writing my own books like Net Income, and we got approval on some of those things in the contract because they really wanted to do the book. But that's rare, and it's unheard of for a first book unless you're, you know, a celebrity like Bob Gates.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, my cover has gotten rave. I've gotten rave reviews on our cover. I promise you, no publisher would have let us publish that book or the subtitle. The subtitle is something that people really, really attracts them. They've told me. Many people, and I'm sure no publisher would have let me. They couldn't have stood. They couldn't have lived with that subtitle. And so anyway, it's folks. If you want to write a book, they come out when they're ready. I'll tell you that. And if you need help with that, I encourage you to go to Wally Bach and get him to help you. Writing a book with Wally. Also, find Dan Pointer's book, self-publishing book. That's a great Bible for helping you, whether you're going to have a publisher or not. Writing a book with Wally. Hey, Wally Bach, I enjoyed it. Come back soon.
Great fun, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks so much.
Wally Bach, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. Oh, Lord, stalking all over.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.